From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a news headline. In the Middle East, the Palestinian Authority is promising an investigation of a bombing in the Gaza Strip that killed three Americans today. Full details later this afternoon on All Things Considered. On Wednesdays, we get our weekly book report, which today begins with a story about a box of love letters centuries old and the discovery of a family's secret connection to one of the greatest lovers in history. The novel, A Venetian Affair, is the result. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with the author, Andrea de Robillant, who explained how his work on the novel began.
My father came home one day with a box of letters, and we soon realized they were 250 years old, and some of them were written in a secret code, which my father then eventually cracked. And what emerged from these letters was this extraordinary love story, the love story we'll be talking about today. But my father did further research on the story and was planning to write a book about it. And then one day he was murdered in Florence, where he lived. And so the natural thing was for me to pick up where he had left and eventually write the book he was planning to write.
Give us a quick synopsis of the book's plot.
This is the love story between Andrea Memmo, who was an ancestor of mine, and this gorgeous, very bright girl called Giustiniana Wynne, the daughter of an English baronet and a Venetian lady of Greek origin. It was an illicit love affair because he came from a very prominent Venetian family. She was an illegitimate child, and so the parents on both sides tried to separate them. But they were incredibly passionate about each other. And so the book is really the story of what they did to live out their passion and the schemes and the stratagems they devised to be together.
This book was just saturated in subtlety. Have you gotten feedback from people about how refreshing a change this is?
Well, yes, it's also surprising to see how many people recognize themselves in this affair. I guess in a way, affairs are very similar one to the other, even though they might take place in another century. But the dynamics of affairs are fairly similar. So yes, I've had feedback of people who have recognized themselves in the protagonists, and it resonates very strongly in their own experience.
There's a lot of passion in this book. And you even allude to physical passion, the wanting of it, the thinking about it. Was that typical of the time? Were people that kind of intimate back then?
Oh, they certainly were. I think they were more intimate than we are today. I think there was a lightheartedness about sexuality that we've lost, I think. Or maybe it comes and goes in ages. But certainly in the 18th century, certainly in Venice, it was a very carnal period, and a typical Venetian noblewoman would have a husband, an official lover, an unofficial lover. It was they spent a lot of time thinking about how to manage their various relationships, and they were certainly very sexual. And these letters that I quote in the book are also at times fairly explicit. I mean, it reminds us of today's phone sex, certainly the letters that Andrea writes to Giustiniana.
Why don't you read a little bit of a letter that Andrea wrote to Giustiniana so we can get a little flavor of that?
Giustiniana at this point is in Padova, which is a city near Venice, and Andrea goes to Padova because he can't resist being away from her for too long. And so he sends a letter to her explaining exactly where he is so that they can see each other. I am writing to you from Milano, my soul. I am here, at the Bottega, on the right-hand side of the arcade. I will not move from here. I don't want to cause a scene that might make people talk about us. I cannot wait to see you. Forgive my sloppy writing, my love, but I sleep as I write. I am out of my wits now that I am near you again, that I have seen you. I actually felt I was holding your hand tightly and talking to you and kissing you. My mind, my soul, my entire body are in such turmoil now. Oh, Christ, I have this huge desire to press you against my chest. By God, I cannot stand it anymore. I wish we could be alone for half an hour. and live out our love's apotheosis.
It's pretty intense stuff.
It is, yes. But as I said, they were pretty intense, both in their letters and in acting out their emotions.
Andrea de Robillant lives in Rome, where he's the correspondent for the Italian newspaper La Stampa. He joined me here in our Los Angeles studios. Mr. de Robillant, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates. And for a list of all the books recently reviewed on NPR shows, on all the shows, you can go to our books webpage, which is npr.org/books.